Thank you, Ruth. We join in prayer. Lord, we give you this time. May what is spoken ring with truth. May what is heard and understood be touched by your Spirit. And may what is decided lead us on towards your kingdom. For Christ's sake. Amen. The word of the Lord came to Jonah. As so often in the Old Testament, the word of the Lord came to Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, all the rest. You remember the way they responded when they heard the word of the Lord had come to them. We will sing it shortly. Here am I, send me. That's how it should be, isn't it? God calls, we answer. Here am I, send me. It's faith, isn't it? We say it in here all the time, the very heart of the thing. Billy Graham, perhaps you've been to a Billy Graham rally. I want you to get up out of your seats. I didn't go to a Billy Graham rally, but I've been to one or two other evangelists' rallies. God is calling you, don't delay. Follow him today. Paul in the New Testament, faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ, the word of the Lord indeed. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, but Jonah ran away from the presence of the Lord. The word of the Lord came to the prophet, and the prophet ran away. Couldn't make it up, could you? Having a laugh. Exactly. Great story, Jonah, but it's really a joke, a parody, a satire, you might say. A satire on all those worthy doom and gloom prophets. This is the word of the Lord. Jonah was a prophet. What does the storytelling usually say a prophet is? Someone so close to God that he knows what God wants him or her to say. Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, and so many more. And all down the years, men in suits, sometimes without jackets, and increasingly women, have been doing similar things all around the world, in cathedrals and chapels and churches and in city centres. Perhaps you've seen them. I saw one in Bristol yesterday afternoon with placards and microphones and all that kind of thing. Prepare to meet thy doom. Repent. Repent. Jesus Christ is the only way to God. Come to him and be saved. You know? Prophets each one. This is the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord came to Jonah and he ran away. It's a joke. The prophet runs away, hides on a ship, refuses to speak, gets thrown overboard and eaten by a big fish, prays and gets sicked up, eventually goes to Nineveh with God's message, prepare to meet thy God, or some such thing as that. The people of Nineveh hear and change their ways, just what prophets are supposed to want to happen, and Jonah gets angry. I just knew something like this was going to happen. I just knew it. You said you'd destroy them. They changed their minds and you've let them off. That's why I ran away. I'm so angry I could spit. It's understandable, really. Many is the time the preacher in a pulpit has burned with a strange light. to use R.S. Thomas's immortal phrase. Told the people exactly what God thinks of them, called them to greater efforts, more devotion, less sin, more mission. Result? Nice sermon. Nice. Nice. But in the end, God. You are sorry about the plant, though you did not grow it. Should I not be sorry about the great city of Nineveh? In the end, see, this isn't about Jonah, not about big fish, not about thin-skinned egotists all upset. It's not about any of them. It is about God. But my life, we could do with some jokes and parodies and satires, don't you think? I like this one. Heard it this week on the radio. You have reached the answer phone of Theresa May. She's unable to take your call at the moment. Please leave your resignation after the tone. We could do with some jokes. I bet those boys in the Thailand cave kept themselves going with jokes, don't you think? What do you call a football team stranded miles from home with a fresh-faced young manager trying to keep their spirits up? While the waters come up to their neck. Did you hear it in the reading? The waters have come up to my neck. Actually, in our translation, the waters have closed over me. Still, the waters have come up to my neck. Can't imagine anything more frightening than to be stuck in the dark at the roots of the mountains, in Jonah's phrase. I went down a disused lead mine once in the Lake District with a guide, down hundreds of feet into the roots of the mountains. Then he switched off his headlight. No darkness like it. Nothing to, here we go with the poetry again, Philip Larkin, nothing to link with. No sight, no sound, no taste or touch or smell. Nothing to think with, nothing to link, love or link with. The anesthetic from which none come round. Another time I went caving in South Wales with some expert cavers. At first, they led us through a shallow stream. Then it got deeper and deeper until it reached our armpits, and the roof of the cave got lower and lower until it reached the top of our helmets, and then the roof of the cave reached the water, and still they led us on. Hold your breath. It's about 3 or 4 feet, and then it opens up again into a great cave. Help! Jonah in the belly of the fish. Sheol, the Old Testament word for the underground, the pit. Utter darkness. I went down to the land whose bars closed upon me forever, as he puts it. That's where we are sometimes, isn't it? Sometimes I think we're probably a bit like Jonah, wanting to get as far away from God as possible. Sometimes the agony of being human overwhelms us. Grief, depression, meaninglessness, emptiness. Sometimes, even round here, never mind the Rohingya, never mind Syria, never mind what's going on out there in the world, here in your local hospital, in your care home, your homeless shelter, your women's refuge. Darkness threatens to overwhelm. Waters come up to your neck. It's a joke, see? The whole thing is a joke. The word of the Lord came to Jonah. God came to Jonah, and Jonah ran away. Joke, see? Running away from God, the very idea. There's no way you can go, is there? The psalm. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in the pit, you are there. That's the heart of the message. There is nowhere, nowhere you can go to get away from God. We're inclined to look around out there at our multicultural, multifaceted, irreligious world. We look at our underfilled churches, at examples of stupid religion, at folk who seem to be getting by perfectly okay without any of it, and it is easy to forget that God is everywhere. Not confined to churches or special places or people, not captive to one or other religion, he's not even he, or she for that matter. God is everywhere. His spirit is the force that fuels the world, the art, the science, the music, the powerful, the powerless, the act of kindness, the aches and pains. God is everywhere, my friends. That's Jonah. That's the story of Jonah. That's the heart of the book of Jonah. Of course it's a joke to run and hide from God. What do they say? You can run, but you can't hide. Of course it's a joke. Swallowed by a big fish and sicked up again. Of course it's a joke. Getting angry because God forgives and makes you look like a right fool for preaching God's message. It's a joke. A glorious joke against all the darkness and the pain and the emptiness and the escapism and the godlessness of the world. Here's the joke. God. And if you must have a sign, what did Jesus say? No sign will be given except the sign of Jonah. 3 days in the pit, 3 days in the darkness, 3 days in the realm of the dead, nothing to think with, nothing to love or link with. But you brought me up, O God. Thank God those boys came out of the cave. Thank God for the joke of Jonah. Thank God he's concerned about that great city, our great world. Thank God Jesus rose from the dead. Now, the word of the Lord came to me, to you. You can run, but you can't hide.